When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I had just gotten back from vacation with a few of my friends that I've known since high school. Most of us live far away from each other, so meeting up once a year is how we stay connected. Anyway, I'd been gone for a week and was a bit exhausted and looking forward to just resting at home for the weekend before I had to go back to work. When I got inside, I didn't even bother to unpack anything. I walked over to the kitchen and got a couple snacks to substitute for my dinner, then turned off the lights and laid down on the couch. I didn't bother with the TV either. I planned on just eating and scrolling on my phone, then falling asleep. After a while, my eyes got heavy and I put my phone down on the coffee table and closed my eyes. It was late, though I don't recall ever looking at the exact time before I fell asleep. Sometime later in the night though, I woke up. It didn't seem to be for any reason, as I didn't hear anything, but my eyes shot open and my head was in alert mode. It was a strange feeling, like something had to have woken me up to make me feel like this. I sat up and rubbed my eyes, then grabbed my phone and got up to go to bed, figuring maybe my brain felt weird about me sleeping in the living room. Walking over to the stairs, I saw the back porch light was still on. This wasn't shocking, as I'd left it on while I went on vacation in hopes to mislead any possible robbers, as it would look like someone was home. As I flicked the light off though, my eyes shifted to the back door. It was unlocked. I immediately got a bad feeling in my gut, staring at the door. I thought maybe I was crazy and pulled the door, but sure enough, it opened. I quickly shut it and locked it. Had I forgotten to lock it before leaving? There was no way. I checked every door and window multiple times before leaving. I went around and turned on all the downstairs lights and looked around, trying to spot anything missing. But nothing that I could notice was gone. Really unsure about the situation I was in, I went back to the door and tested the lock. With the door locked, I was able to pull it open. I looked closer and could tell that a part of the latch was broken off. There wasn't a single part of me that wasn't terrified in that moment. I knew the chances of whoever had broken in to still be in the house were slim, but I could not sleep until I was sure. This was the exact time when I should have called the cops. I don't know if I was just too tired to think straight, or if I was just really confident that nobody was still there, but I went upstairs to check the rooms. Switching on the hallway light, all the doors were closed, just as I'd left them. My master bedroom was on the far end, with a bathroom and spare bedroom before it. I checked the bathroom first, opening the door and taking a quick look. It was empty. No signs of anything out of place. Then I walked over to the spare bedroom. I used this room mainly for storage, so there were a lot of boxes and furniture scattered around. As I walked through the room, looking behind the boxes, I suddenly heard very quiet, soft footsteps coming from the master bedroom. They went across the room into the door, then stopped. It was as if me and this intruder were just listening, waiting for someone to do something. The anticipation and anxiety made fear rush through my whole body. I could hear my heart pounding as I stood in the middle of the room, staring at the doorway leading to the hall. Then, I heard the master bedroom door creak open. Another second of silence passed, before loud footsteps sprinted down the hall and a figure ran past the doorway. I just froze, couldn't get myself to move or anything. Just completely frozen, listening to my heart beating rapidly as the footsteps ran through the house and out the back door. Still in a state of shock, I pulled my phone out and called the police. This was one of those home-breaking cases that likely had a much more horrifying plot than just a simple robbery. Whoever it was didn't take anything. Police found no signs of someone having stayed there for long either, so they had to have broken in earlier that day. Whoever the intruder was somehow knew I was coming back that day and tried to break in discreetly so that I wouldn't notice when I got home. Then they went upstairs and hid in my bedroom all night, waiting for me to come in without expecting anything. And who knows what they planned to do if I walked through that door. I'm a 22-year-old male, and this encounter happened a few months ago. I live in an apartment just outside of my college campus. It's a fairly nice, newer apartment building, but the surrounding area is pretty shady. I don't spend any time around there, though. I just drive down to my campus and back. I hadn't had any bad experiences before this, so I didn't ever find myself worried about much of anything. It was a Friday, and I'd just gotten back from school. I stayed late to get some extra studying done, so it was around 7 o'clock. I pulled into the small parking lot and headed inside the building. Walking inside, I went up the stairs to my room on the 4th floor and went inside, dropping my school bag right by the shoe rack I kept next to the door. I grabbed a pre-made salad from the fridge and sat on the couch to watch something while I ate. While scrolling through YouTube on the TV, a very loud, sudden thump came from the room below. It wasn't an alarming sound necessarily, but more just surprising and out of nowhere. I listened for a moment, then continued with searching for a video to watch. A few minutes later, that same sound came from below me again. I paused the video and sat there, patiently waiting for it to happen again. I was more curious than anything. After a couple minutes, it happened again, but this time it was louder and it even caused the walls to vibrate and shake. It was more obviously someone banging something against the wall, but I didn't know what or why. I waited again, but after a bit of no further sounds, I just continued about my night. I'm not sure how much time passed, but it wasn't too long, maybe 40 or 50 minutes, when I heard a knock by the front door. I was in the kitchen, which was right next to the door, so I knew the knock didn't come from my door, but most likely my neighbor's. Listening more carefully, I could hear a man mumbling something. It sounded like he was having a whole conversation with himself, just whispering and mumbling random sentences. I won't lie, it kind of creeped me out. When the mumbling stopped, I went over to the door and looked out the peephole to see if he was gone. The dude was standing in the dark, right in front of my door. He was looking down at the knob as if contemplating whether or not to try opening it. I backed up, trying to quietly walk back to the couch to grab my phone just in case, but almost immediately, the guy banged on my door. He began mumbling again too, making me believe he was definitely on some hard drugs or something. I took my phone and held it tightly, unsure of what exactly my next move was going to be. I didn't know if he was just some harmless druggie, or if he had worse intentions, but I felt fairly safe where I was, so I held off on doing anything. After maybe 30 seconds though, the man banged on my door again, yelling something at me, though it was heavily slurred and unrecognizable. I ran to my bedroom and called the police. I didn't know what he wanted, but the fact that he wasn't leaving made me pretty scared of what he wanted. The operator said they were a few minutes out and asked if I wanted to stay on the line. I told them I was okay and hung up. Just then, the guy outside the door started banging even harder. He was definitely hitting the door with something, as it was too powerful of hits for it just to be his hands. It sounded more like he was trying to break the door down at this point. I grabbed a baseball bat from the corner of my room and prepared to hold my ground as the man continued with his efforts. This went on a while until I saw the reflection of flashing blue lights outside the window. A minute later, an officer called out something in the stairway, making the man by the door stop. I heard them take the guy down, and I opened the front door to talk to the police. There were huge dents and cracks on the front, clearly having been smashed with some sort of hammer or even a crowbar. But what I found out next was extremely tragic and awful. The room below mine had a young lady living in it who was found unconscious due to heavy blows to the head. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to recover and passed away at the hospital. Her front door was wide open with no signs of damage, so it's likely she answered the door, unknowing of who was there. After beating the lady, he smashed several holes in the walls of her apartment using a large hammer that they found him holding while arresting him. The guy was heavily under the influence of drugs and alcohol, and apparently told the officers that he was looking for a stash hidden in the walls. There were no signs of anything being hidden in any of the rooms after being searched, so the guy likely just made it up in his head while drugged up. What's terrifying is that he was really close to doing the same thing to me as he did to the lady below me. I feel really bad for her though, probably just being nice and opening the door, no idea that her fate was behind it.
I'm a 15-year-old female, and I live with my parents and my older brother. He's 18 years old. My parents work till late evenings, and most of the times I'm home alone. Sometimes my brother is home with me. My family used to take care of a mentally disabled person by giving him food, old clothes, and some other things. Sometimes he used to behave perfectly like a normal person. He was not that ill that I knew of. I knew him since I was 10. He had no family, and he used to live with the people that he was working for, basically cleaning and such. One evening, it was almost 7 p.m., and my brother and I were home alone. My brother was sleeping on the couch, and I heard a knock on the door, and I heard him, let's call him George for the sake of the story, calling my mother. I opened the door, and I let him know that she wasn't home. He had slightly moved in, and as soon as he saw my brother was sleeping there, he stopped and he started whispering and asking me for my phone number. I was completely shocked. Why would he need my number? And if it was for some genuine reason, why was he whispering as if he didn't want my brother to hear it? I immediately felt uneasy, and I made him leave by telling him to come on a Sunday to meet my mother for whatever reason he came for. He left. Fast forward 2 to 3 months later, and I was again home alone. My brother was at my uncle's home for my older cousin for the night. My mom and dad had to go see my grandma at the hospital, and my dad would be staying there, and my mom wouldn't be back until 10 p.m. Now, I was in my bedroom watching some YouTube videos, when I again heard knocking at the front door. It was around 8 p.m., and I thought my mom's probably back early. So I went to unlock the door, and when I did, it was him, George. He was standing there at the door with an evil grin on his face. I was about to shut the door when he said he needed some water to drink, as he was thirsty. As I've known him since I was a child and never really felt any danger with him except the last time, I told him to wait there and I went to grab a glass of water for him. When I came out of the kitchen, I saw he was already inside our living room standing there, and I was kind of scared and confused. I gave him the glass and he tried to hold my hand. I was almost paralyzed with fear. He started coming closer to me, and he almost tried to touch me inappropriately when I then slapped him. He then told me that he wanted to have sex with me, and he would then immediately leave after that. I was disgusted, and I told him I was gonna call the police. After that, he left, and I told my mother when she came back home about everything that happened. To my knowledge, she told my father about it, and I don't know what they did to him afterwards, but I never did see him again. To this day, I still can't believe how my family took him in and he could behave like that. He truly was a sick fuck that didn't deserve our hospitality.